Good evening, darling. I brought something for you. What are you doing? Get down from there. Right. Now. Come here. Haven't I told you not to? Darling, looking for these. It is kind of difficult to open the door without the keys, isn't it? I learned from the last time. And so should have you. You know what happens when you do things I tell you not to do. And now you try to escape. You try and you try. After all I've given to you. And now you're hiding from me in my basement? Are you that desperate or just that fucking stupid? I honestly don't even know anymore. You know what? Fine. I'll play with you. Maybe you can entertain me one last time, baby boy. If you can hide from me for, let's say, 3 minutes. I will unlock the door, and you can make a run for it. But if I catch you, I'm going to have some fun of my own. Sounds fair, doesn't it? Your time starts now. Oh, what's wrong? Are you afraid of the dark? The creatures that lurk in the shadows? Ready for a little prey like you to stumble into their domain? Well, you are in my domain now, baby. And I am hungry. Hungry for a sweet little thing like you. In more ways than one. Too bad that right now I am just enjoying the chase. Are you counting seconds right now, my love? Do they feel like each single one lasts longer than the previous one? Are you holding your breath to not make a sound?
curling your toes to make sure that every part of your body is hidden. Why won't you be a good boy and come to me? I can make your toes curl in a much, much more pleasant way. You didn't mind that last night. You were basically begging for me to keep going. Oh, and that would have sounded wonderful. Like music to my ears. Too bad you were gagged. But your pleading little eyes told me more than enough. And your body was so honest with me. So why would you do this? Why would you try to escape? I just can't understand it. Maybe you should explain yourself to me, darling. I'm giving you everything you could need in a life. A place to stay, food, entertainment, and most important of all, my love and affection. You don't need anything else. You don't need anybody else. And all I ask for you to do is to behave. And you had to go and ruin it. The time is almost up, my little pet. Can you almost taste the freedom? It is so close, you can almost touch it. And maybe you can. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. What's wrong, baby? Disappointed? Now come here. Oh, what is it? Did your little dream of walking out of here slip away at the last second? Let me tell you a secret. Did you really think you had a chance? Oh no, 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 darling. It was all a show for me. I saw you behind that curtain before I shut the lights. I just wanted to play a little before the main course. Oh, how I would have loved to see it, though. You actually thinking that you could leave and then it all being taken away from you just before you reach it. You should have learned by now, baby. Either you're with me or you're dead. Now,
Sit.
What am I going to do? Teaching you one final lesson. It is time for me to see the error in my ways. That I have been too soft with you. Maybe this will help you realize what you had. All you need. Right here. With me. Keep your foot still, or this will hurt more. Have you heard the story of the little piggies? Well, this is the story of the little bad piggies. This little piggy didn't listen. This little piggy didn't obey. This little piggy didn't know when to shut up. This little piggy didn't appreciate what they had. And this little piggy fucked up for the last time. Save your lungs, little pig. We still have 15 more to go. As much as I love to hear your cries of pain, you're going to lose your voice before I even get to carve you. And we can't have that, can we? This was your own choice. You could have just loved me. A shame. Don't worry. I will bury you with your friends. Where all of you waste of space belong. This little piggy.